with our future and understanding how to face our future. This is what we need to do. And so in order to face our future, we need to know the pride that we need to have in place so that we can get to our future. Amen? And I don't want anybody to have to look back over 2024. 2024 was not a bad year as much as it, I don't remember much of it. It went by so fast. It has just gone complete. But I'm sure it's that same way in most of your life. In fact, we're in a place and time where time hasn't changed. It's just how we recognize and see it has changed. So things that used to take a long time and seem to be drawn out no longer take that. So we know that things have just been transformed. Particularly after COVID, we were realizing things. That just recently, I read an article, actually saw on the news that there's a new chip that they have out that was able to solve a problem that would take about a billion years to solve. It did it in 5 minutes. Wow. So now that we have now entered into this quantum physics and this new era of time and how to deal with it and even calculating it, it has also changed for you and I. Things are, like, so 2024, again, was not a bad year as much as it went by so fast. I'm not sure I remember what was the most effective things in it, because it just shot by me. And so, but I want to keep in mind that those that, through our experiences, we have to keep in mind in our relationship with God. And even as I delivered a message last week, and I used the scenario of God being one of the golf balls, the bigger picture things, that we have to leave room for God in our lives. And if we don't, we'll have a tendency to forget and start putting everything else before it. And I want to tell you today that in the scriptures, and we're going to go to Philippians.
Somehow that menu is not.
Chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 and 15. And I'm going to read it to y'all out of two versions, out of the King James and then out of the Message Bible. So out of the King James, it says,
on that camera, the verse 10, not, showing up.
It said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. Verse 11. If by any means I may obtain the resurrection from the dead, not that I have already obtained or I am already perfect, but I press, and I say press, on the mark, I press on that I may be lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus had also laid hold of for me, or of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but the things I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward for those things which are ahead, I press towards the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us make that as many as are mature have this mind, and if anything you think otherwise, God reveal even this to you. And so I want to tell us the prize is Jesus Christ. The goal is Jesus Christ. Because what I'm going to need to face my future is Jesus. Without Jesus, I don't know how many can face it, but we'll face it in a bleak mode or attitude because we don't have the proper support or the things necessary so that we can be successful. But I don't know about you, but I'm asking and I'm believing that I want all of the Faith Harvest family to be successful in their lives. But the only success really comes through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I want you to know that money isn't success. Titles aren't success. Mm-hmm. Things are not success. At least without Jesus. I share with you those things come and they go. But when you have Jesus, and he has no problem with the things, he has problems with the things being your God. And so I want to encourage you. You know, we got some people now in our world, it's because they have money. They think they have the right to dictate and tell everybody else what to do. Well, that's not true. We serve a God, a good God, who we're listening to and who we expect to be in our life. So we have to apprehend him. But listen to what the Message Bible says in this. I want to give you out two versions. So the Message Bible, remember, is always about a conversation. He says this, I'm not saying that I have this all together and I have made it, but well on my way and reaching out for Christ, who has so wonderfully reached out for me. Friends, don't forget me. Don't get me wrong. But by no means do I count myself an expert in all things. But I got my eye on the goal, where God is beating us onward to Jesus. And I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. Somebody shout hallelujah. So Paul here is writing, and he's sharing with them, listen, y'all need to know this is important, because Paul initially had it all wrong. But Paul eventually got it all right. So how did he get it right? He kept pursuing God. And God met him on the road to Damascus. And I call it, he arrested him there. And y'all know the story. Paul was blinded for a minute and he couldn't see. But he said, yes, Lord. How in the world did he know it was God? And he couldn't see, which means God wasn't being visible to him, but he was evident in his heart. Or somebody. So he knew exactly who he was. And he said, God, because he knew he was pursuing, and he had met God there on that road. But he said, now that I've gotten to know him, he said, I'm not counting all joy that I got it all right. But he said, I want to tell all of you, in order for you to face your future, in order for you to get to where God wants you to be, in order for God for you to deal with the things that are coming before you, you're going to need God. So he said, lay hold of him, apprehend him, get it in your life. And so if I can remind anybody anything this year, as we leave out of 2024, grab hold of God like never before. That's my message to everybody. So, and I'm making that personal. Your personal life, your personal experience of relating to God and how you're going to connect with him so that he can deal with you in your life. Because he might tell you to do something a little different than the way he told me. So I'm not asking you to do what I've done, but I'm asking you to do what he said. I'm asking you to lay hold of and understanding his voice, understanding your relationship, understanding that connection. And if I can't express anything more, I'm saying to each of you, lay hold of getting a deeper relationship with God. Because tomorrow you're going to need it. With things happening faster and quicker, the opportunity for the enemy to be more deceitful, you're going to need to know God to know the difference. Y'all know they got forensic people that can do so, and forensic is looking for the little small thing to make whether it's original or how it happened. And so they have it in with AI. They can tell you with a photo whether it's real or fake. But the average person cannot. So what does that mean? How do they have that? Well, they got an eye, or they have some special, they've developed a skill set and a talent to look for and research for certain things. Right? Well, I'm going to tell you, you're going to need God to intercede for you, to help you to know the difference for what is real and what is not. Hello, somebody. These are the things that I'm saying. So remembering the prize. The prize is Jesus. And so if we have Jesus in our lives, there's nothing we can't face. And so as we look towards tomorrow, I want you to be encouraged. So I'm not going to talk to you about boy 24 and then I'm blessed at 25 is going to be. No, I think 24 was blessed, but it's over. Hello, I'm not telling you I got it all right in 24, but it's over. What I'm saying to you is I'm going to let 24 go, forgetting those things which are behind me, and I'm moving and pressing to the mark of the high calling with Jesus for 2025. Now, I got to tell you something. I want to achieve more than what I did in 24. So I hope that's at least your goal, that you want more in your life than what you did in 24. So you can get more, and let me show you, it's available. He wants you to do more. He wants your life to be blessed. He said, listen, I can look out here. The stuff he's doing in your life right now is just a taste. How do I know that? I just got a taste. There's more.
Yes, sir.
There's so much more that he wants to do in my life, and I want it. So he said, well, he just greedy. Yep, I'm greedy for God. I want everything he has for me.
Yes. Yes.
And I want everybody to see it. All that a problem. No, why? Because I want to talk about how good God is.
Yes.
And how does he do it? Through people. So I have no problem showing off for God. So don't get me wrong. Don't get me confused. Okay? I do what I do for Jesus. Amen? And I want you to do what you do for Jesus. And so that's why I was able to read. And so I want you to take on to a second set of scriptures that confirm all of what I'm talking about our future. Because in Hebrews chapter 12, I want y'all to jump over to there. In Hebrews chapter 12, he's there, and again, I'm going to give it to y'all in both the King James and in the Message Bible. So listen to what he says in Hebrews chapter 12, and I'm going to read probably verses 2 and 3, and I might go a little further. He says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 3. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners and against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your soul. This was important to me because I wanted to share with you. There's things that he said here. And he said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Listen to what it says in the Message. In the Message Bible, it says, he says, do you see what this means as a pioneer who plays through the way of the veterans cheering us on? It means that we are better to get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no paralysis, sin. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race, wherein study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was and where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God. He put up anything along the way, cross, shame, whatever, and now he's there. And I want to remind you, so he's telling us that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. And if he authored our faith, and he demonstrated and illustrated to each of us, not only did he tell us what to do, but he lived it. He demonstrated. They talked about the shame of the cross. He was beat unrecognizable. He had to carry his own cross and to die on that cross. Yet, that was all a part of the plan because he defeated death.
Yeah.
Had he not defeated death, you and I would not be able to be born again.
Amen.
This is what born again is all about. It's our spirit man that is renewed.
Yeah.
It's our spirit man that will live with God. Not our physical body, but our spiritual body will live with God. Those that have not renewed their spirit will not be with God. So y'all wanted to figure it out? That's what that all means. Okay? There's the separation. And so knowing that, that's the press of the mark. My time here is limited. All of ours is. The time on earth is a limited time. But on the earth, I want to be able to fulfill my destiny. I want to fulfill my life by what God has called me to do and called me to be. And so I need you to remember your future. I want you to know that you're here today because God is doing something in your life. So he changed the way you thought and the way you were thinking because he wanted you to see and lay hold of him. And so when he's talking about lay hold of, grabbing hold of, so he's the author and finisher of our faith. So faith is what? The substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. He's the author of that faith. He changed your life for a reason. He brought you here to this place for a reason. You, none of us are here by accident. As much as I wanted to live my life and do what I wanted to do, I made the conclusion that if I continue to live the way I was living, I won't be living much longer. Somebody will get that in a minute. Okay. And it changed my life so that even when I think about eternal life, now I say, okay, where will my spirit reside? Well, my spirit, I intend to reside with the Lord Jesus Christ because I've accepted him as my Lord and Savior. So at this point, I am comfortable on whatever happens in my life, wherever I am, no matter what happens, I'm going to end up with him. I believe that. I'm comfortable with that. But before I get there to be with him where everything is perfect, he's asked me to do something here in the earthly realm. And so I got to tell you, so if I leave early, that's a cop-out. So I have no intentions of leaving the earth anytime soon because I'm not finished by what he told me to do. So I believe, ladies and gentlemen, this guy thinks he's invincible. I do not. What I do believe is Jesus' word. In other words, what he told me to do, as long as I'm doing it, I believe he'll protect me to keep me covered in the instance of the midst of, and ask me how I know. I've pulled the dead a couple times already. Okay? I've had this thing. Things have happened to me that have been close to the me not being here. Yet I'm still here. So I know that his hand is upon my life. That now I'm not tempting him. Okay, I'm not a foolish to do what I'm saying to you is. So I want you, so I remember it. I know he's the author and finisher of my life. I know what I'm doing, he said do it. So I need you, each of you, to grab hold of. And this is one of the things, this guy had just wrote this book and I was watching, they were looking at books for 24 that people were getting. And I was a big proponent of telling you to, you know, what you have a passion for, you should follow. Now I still believe that, right? But a real big proponent of you is discovering who you are, what you're good at, and what you're supposed to be doing, and then let your passion kick in for that. Did you hear? See, there's a difference. So, but you'll have a passion. And God is the author and finisher of your faith, which in other words, he will give you the ability to do what you do and to make it from. So by the way, everything is to be used for the kingdom of God. Right? I have a friend I can use, friend. She works at the hospital. Right? But what they need is more godly people like her. Right? Who can pray, who has got kindness for people, who has all of the attributes Jesus has, I believe, she contributes, that she's able to share while she's in the hallways and walking and doing her job there at the hospital. So what I'm sharing with you, no matter where you work at, no matter what you do, it can be used for ministry. Too often we think we got to be a pastor with a Bible and at the pulpit. I'm telling you, this place is not, that's not the place you should be. I'm encouraging all of you to be at the place you are. Wherever that is, share goodness, share the love, share courtesy. If you're running your own business, when you go there, show courtesy, show love, show excellence. Those all represent Jesus. So now, I got to tell you something. When you discover who you are and what you're doing, and you get a passion for what you do, now it can become your tool for your ministry and your life. And God can go a step further because the only place we need it is here in this world. And then they pay you for it. That's a bonus because that's why he got you to walk in something you love to do, but you're doing his will and his work. Because, hold it, there's a group of people and they may not get to the church, but they'll get to the hospital. And when they get to the hospital, just because of the loving kindness and the words you share with them, could change their life. Because all of a sudden they said, you know, had she not been there, I got to tell you something. When I got to the hospital and what happened to me in my life, I believe the doctor that was on duty, had he not been there. Joe, you hear what I'm saying? Had he not been there. Now, he's not only a doctor and a surgeon, and he's a chief surgeon, but he was a Christian. So beyond that, that's the guy I got to pour into my life at that moment. Well, that's the guy I needed. So how did that happen? That's what it wasn't a coincidence or an accident. What happened to me, God was right there, and he had him on duty waiting for me when I got there.
That's it.
Y'all think that was not an accident. That wasn't a coincidence. Okay? And then I learned something out of that. So by the way, too, see, we always want to get out of everything. I'm going to help somebody here, too. You said, no, Pastor, why are you going there? Well, I don't like pain. And I don't think any of y'all do. Right? So the truth of the matter is, though, what can I learn from the pain I went through? Because out of it, I got delivered. And that's what I'm saying to you. I'm looking how to face my future. Facing it with Jesus will save my life. It will change. No matter, I may have to endure some pain. So the shame, the cross, he showed us. He did all of that. He had to go up the hill, carrying his cross. Right? He endured anything and everything we were going to ever go through. But because he did it, I know I'm capable. But I can't do it by myself. I need him in me to not only be working in me, but through me, but to me, so I can get the way I need to be.
Amen.
But when I reach my place, my destiny, my future, then I can say, I can sit back. And I want to, this is what I want to hear. Good and faithful servant. You did what I asked you to do. So that's the life we live on earth. Right? So this is where I want to encourage everybody as we're moving into 2025, as we're moving into a new year. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to have your head lifted up. I want you to know that Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith. And so I want to encourage you. You might not be in the best of position right now where you are at this moment. But it does not mean where you are can't take you and catapult you into your future of a place where you need to be. I just need you to be encouraged to know that you're in the right place that is willing to push you forward and encourage you to get there.
Yes, yes.
That's important. Because you need to, and then so he said, listen, and I'm not up here boasting like Paul wasn't boasting, that I've obtained, I've figured it out. And listen, you know, listen to me. I got it so much. I'm so smart. And so, that's not what I'm saying. What I do have is Jesus. And that's exactly what I'm sharing with all of you and saying that's what I'm asking you to lay hold of. When you lay hold of that, then he's the author and finisher. So, Pastor Ray, Dr. Ray's not the author and finisher. Jesus is. My job is to convey his word and encourage you in it. And what we're doing this year, and I'm not only myself, Pastor Rob, one of the things we're going to be pushing people forward. That's part of our, that's who we are. That's what we do. And doing that will get us to where we need to be at. See, everybody not called for this, right? There's others called for different reasons and different purposes, right? And I need you to discover yours and then let the passion kick in to get you to where you need to go. So when that happens, so not just pursuing passion, because I think that's where we made some mistakes. We had some passion for some stuff. We pursued it and it had nothing to do with God. But when you pursue God and the author and finish, and then allow your passion for what you do and for who you are to kick in, things will change in your life. And that's what I've discovered. And this is where, when we start talking about even kingdom building, wealth building, all of these things, this is how it's done. This is how it's put in place to get there, to get that which I need. Okay? And I'm saying, this thing don't have no limit on it. It don't have no age number on it. But what I do know, and the encouraging thing, I can say to everybody that's in this attendance and those that are listening, is keep on the key word. He said, I press. The word press is in Greek, in Hebrew, is dakoto. D-I-K-O, right? And he said, Dakota, and it's pressed, and it's almost like a vehicle. When I get in a vehicle, I intend to go someplace. Every time I get in my car, I'm looking to leave from point A to get to point B. And then sometimes from point B, I go to point C, depending on how many stops or moves I got to make, right? But it always takes me someplace. So the press is going to take you to where you need to get to. Or somebody need to listen to me. So they tell me the woman with the issue of blood. Pressed.
Yes.
Right? Now I'll tell you, here's the most extraordinary share with you. When you press, it will get beyond circumstances, situations, and the trouble that can prevail itself. The Bible tells me that she pressed through the crowd. Now, if that was me, I see crowd, I see traffic jam, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn around. Well, I'm saying, I'm done. Right? But she didn't say that. She saw the traffic jam. She saw the crowd of people. And Jesus was way on the other side. And she said she was going to press to get to him. And when she got to him, she said, all I want to do is touch. She had enough faith, so I just want to share with you. He said, I'm going to finish your faith. And I'm going to share with you why that's so true. Because the Bible says that she pressed. Now, the question, we think about it, she crowds of people. And all of a sudden, she was about a mile away, and now she's next to Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. She's pressed to get there. Now she's next to Jesus. And he said, now with a million plus people around him, he said, who touched me? Right? But he meant that in a different way. So hold it. The disciples said, oh, Master, a whole lot of people I even touched you. They bumping into you. He said, no. I perceive. Listen to me what he just said. I want to share with you. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence not seen. So to share with you, this has everything to do with your future and where you're going to be tomorrow. Because she pressed to get in. And as she pressed and touched the hem of his garment, the very thing that she had faith and needed. By the way, if y'all read the story, she was very wealthy. She spent a whole lot of money for 12 years on doctors and nobody healed. Right? And finally, 12 years later, 12 is the number of foundation. She meets Jesus, the foundation of faith. And when she meets Jesus, she touches the hem of his garment. She don't even need to touch him. She touches something that's on him.
Right.
Y'all not hear me? Just the presence of God can change your life. And so she touches the hem of his garment, and the Bible says, he turns around and says, I perceive virtue came out of me. Now y'all got to get this because I need everybody to give it. When you have faith for something, God himself can't stop it.
That's it.
You said, what? I'm saying to you, his word is true.
Yes.
So what she believed for happened before he was even able to say it. He said, I perceive, which means he knew something happened. That virtue fluid came out of him. In other words, healing came out of him. He turns around. He looks at her. Now, you remember, he asked the disciples who touched him. They couldn't give him an answer because they didn't know who it was. Right? Because there was a whole lot of people bumping into him. You know, he there going through the crowd. And they just bumping into him. But she purposed by faith. Faith is the substance for something. And evidence of things hoped for. What was she hoping for? She was hoping to get healed. What happened to her? She got healed. Virtue flew out of him, came out of him, and healed her. And I want to share with you, because she was in the press. She got in the vehicle to get to where she needed to be. And when she got there, she got what she needed because she followed through. And he looks at her, and I'm like, I got proof. You said, no, listen to me, I got Bible and verse. I'm not quoting something I heard and saw. In the verse, it says, he turns around and he said, daughter, your faith, not Not his faith. Your faith has gotten healed today. He said, your faith. In other words, what she had faith for, substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen, and to hold it, she had to believe that way. And now, so the moment she believed it, she didn't stay there and say, oh, there's a crowd of people. No, she started making her way towards where he was. And lo and behold, no matter what happened, I just can imagine it myself. It was this crowd of people, and she was just, excuse me, and pushing through. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go a step further. Now, this, don't take this out of context, but I want to share with you and all of those that are listening. It was illegal for her to be out in the state and her situation that she was in. But who created that law? Man did. That wasn't something God had created. But I'm trying to share with you. So she did. I needed somebody to hear that. I'm not asking you to go do something illegal. What I'm sharing with you is don't let nothing stop you from getting to where God wants you to be.
That's it.
In other words, she understood who she was, what her condition was, and her shape. But she wasn't going to let that stop her. She understood her healing could only happen through God. So she got to the press. And all I'm talking about is the press for your future. And I'm using that biblical example because it's in the Bible. And I want y'all to see it because sometimes we get confused about pushing towards something that God wants us to do. And we don't want to do it because we start thinking about who we are, where we've been, and what we've done. And if you would have done that, if you'd have done that, you'd never be where you are today. If you'd have paid attention to what you thought God could use you for. Because the devil is a liar. Oh, there's some people that may know your past and want to hold you to it, but you don't trust them. You trust God. That's where we are. And I'm saying to you, all of us, moving forward to 2025, remember the prize. Remember what the prize is. Jesus is the prize. In him, I can move. In him is my life. In him is my being. In him is my destiny. In him is my goal. In him is my blessings. In him, that's where I want us to get to. I'm encouraging everybody for 2025. Forget those things that you're behind us. 2024 is gone and over. You can't go back. But you can move forward. You can move forward. And if you move forward in Jesus, the prize, you can face your future without fear. You can face your future without concern. That doesn't mean you won't have trials and tribulations. But all I'm telling you is I'm in belief that I'm coming through and I'm coming out. Somebody shout hallelujah. No matter what I go through, I'm coming out. Y'all hear me? Well, guess what I can say? You can have the same level of faith. You can walk through and do the same exact thing. This doesn't happen because my name is Pastor Ray or Dr. Ray. It happens because I believe. You, all you have to do is believe. And so I want to share with you in this, when we get there, he said, he's the author and finisher of my faith. I need y'all to know something. The word finisher means a completer. Okay, so not only did he author it, he wrote it, okay, but he finished it because he sealed the deal with his own blood, and he also went and defeated death on my behalf, so that's why I can confirm today that I'm saved on his behalf because of what he did. So can you. What I'm saying to you, please don't get the trials and tribulations that we experience in day-to-day life confused with who you are. You're greater than that real situation. You're greater than that trouble. You're greater than that problem. I need you to succeed, see your succession, your future. I need you to see that I'm more than what I'm going through right now. I need somebody, whatever your problem is right now, this is a small thing to God if you'll keep moving. Oh, you say, well, if I only had it, no, you're going to need more than that. Ask me how I know. I've already been there. I thought that's all I needed, and it wasn't enough. You're always going to put it to him. But with God, you become complete. Okay? But if he gave it all to you today, you couldn't ever handle. But if you'll trust him, step by step, faith by faith, faith upon faith upon faith, keep moving with him, then you can have what he said you could have. Then you can be who he said you could be. Then you'll be able to accomplish what he said you could accomplish. The devil is a liar. His whole job is to steal, kill, and destroy your life. Now, I got to tell you something. There's a whole lot of things in this earthly realm that we experience that we need to put ourselves in that will keep us from getting to where God wants us to be because of the gone. And Pastor Rob always said, the distractions. Okay? Distractions is exactly what the enemy would love for you to do. And I like that because I come to think about this. His earlier part is like he had a lot of distractions, only to be able to get to where he is now, to be able to complete because he saw Jesus. Yeah. I'm using somebody y'all know.
Yeah.
And because he trusted Jesus, and he now could walk in it, and he's able to do what he wanted to do 30 years ago, he can do now because he's doing it in Christ.
Yeah.
Somebody shout hallelujah. I just give y'all examples because y'all think. You know, it's easy for me to talk about myself or somebody. Y'all think that we do this and we're the only ones that can happen. No, it can happen with you. And I share that with you because, especially the younger brothers here to see it. Okay? If God did it for him, why can't he do it for you? Why can't he do it for you? Why can't he do it for you? He can. He's not a respecter of person. I'm telling you this, I know for a fact. All he wants you to do is believe. When you gotta believe now. And if you believe now and you get into Dicoto, get into the press, and you get into the press, you can get the way you need to go. I want to encourage the body of Christ. I want to encourage the faith harvest family. Hey, family. God has intentions for us. God has a future. You know what? Because the enemy's been trying to beat me up, right? But I was here. I got it. I get it. He wants to beat me up. So if I'm not encouraged, I'm gonna encourage you. Right? Something. But I look back over my life and think, God, you've been so good. God, I said if I didn't know some things that happened in my life, if I told somebody, they would believe. That's how good God been. The stuff happened, I mean, literally down to the penny with some stuff. And to the point, if I told both of them, they would say, oh, that ain't true. He just made that story. No. These things have really happened in my life. But you know what? They have been because of the pursuit of the things of God. That doesn't mean, and I got a word a couple years ago, and I'm standing on this, and I'll probably have to do this the rest of my life. And we should all, because it's in the Word of God. He said, do all you know to do, and stand. And I said, I got it. So there's some abilities that he has given me naturally that I have to do. And if I don't do that, I can't wait for him to do what I was supposed to do. So I'm encouraging somebody too, because you need to do what you're supposed to do first, and then he will do what he's supposed to do to back you up. That's what my faith is in. That's why I need the author and finisher of my faith, because if he created me, and I believe in him, then what he created me to do and to become and to be, he will do. But it just doesn't happen by osmosis. It doesn't happen by magic. It happens because faith without works is dead. In other words, what I said I believe, you will find me doing. I did everything I knew to do, and I'm still doing it, up to the last minute. I want to encourage you. You need to do everything you know to do, and then let God do the rest. Somebody shout hallelujah. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise? To know that the remembering that he's the prize. And the prize, and here's what I love about this race. This race isn't one first place, second place, everybody, you get certain orders. This prize, everybody can get. Anybody that crossed the finish line to go over to that place where Jesus is can get the prize. Anybody, I love it. So by the way, he said, whosoever. Whosoever, you are whosoever. Okay, a whosoever is anybody that wants what he has. And if you want what he has, you can have it. You just got to pursue it, just like she did. Remember, out in public, the way she was illegal. And she went and touched God. She wasn't even supposed to touch any normal people, but she touched God. She touched the right one. Right? And the Bible tells me that she was healed because her faith believed that Jesus was able, and not even was able before him when he did it. And he himself, it wasn't something he instituted. She instituted it by her faith. That's why I brought that up, that I want to share with you. When God says something and it's by faith, it has to happen. It's not a maybe it will happen. It has to happen. You can't stop. So I say to all of you today, as we end our last service for 2024, there's something I always say, now this means so much more to me. I'm in the present. It's not over. It's just beginning. I got a new beginning today. When something ends, something else always begins. And so because I'm here and I got air in my lungs and I'm able to speak to you today, and I can talk to you today, I know that there's a future for us tomorrow. There's more for me to say. I'm looking forward to next week. I'm looking forward to the next place and the next time. Because why? God is continuing to show himself strong and mighty. Strong and mighty in my life. And so, and not only that, because I believe in our future. I believe that he's the prize. And I would encourage all of you to obtain the prize. You can have it. Amen. Because he desires to be the gift to you. Let's give the Lord a round of applause. If you're watching via Facebook or YouTube or any other whatever methods we carry by these days, I welcome you to choose Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. If you don't know him today, choose him. Say, Lord, I believe that you died on the cross for me. And because you died on the cross for me and stayed in the grave for 3 days, he said, when you rose again, you defeated death on my behalf. And today I choose you to be my Lord. I choose you to be my Savior. Although I was a sinner, and I did sin, I now am saved because of what you did on my behalf. And I relinquish myself over to you, and I accept you as my Lord. If you believe that and receive that today, then you today you're saved. And anybody that said not have done that, that's all you have to do. And if you need some additional, reach out to us. We're here. You can dial us up, call us up by the phone, you can email us, and we will communicate with you. Come visit us at 1101 Delaware Street. Our phone number is 302-654-2611. Call us, reach out to us. Whatever it is you need to do to get to where you need to be. I want to tell you that you're facing your future, you're going to need the prize to get there. We're willing to help you with that. We're willing to help. You're in the audience, you're here. Our door is open to you. You said, why do you do what you do? Because he told us to. That's why we do it. We're doing what he asked us to do. And guess what I'm finding? My passion in it. And in finding my passion in it, I'm figuring out that he, through my passion, he's providing a way to pay for it. Oh, yeah, that's right. I try to figure out how in the world we do some of the things we do someday. And then worry about how we're going to get there. But you know what? We have never missed the mark. We have never missed a meal because Jesus has continued to be with us. Let's give you one more round of applause. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Don't you need to switch over. You can now support the ministry and give it. This is our end of the year giving as well. We're asking that we do something here called First Fruit. Get your first fruit in the ground for 2025. Okay? The Bible says when you sow in the good ground, it can reproduce 100, 60, or 30-fold. But I need you to know that any one of them is more than one. And I love doing what God said to do, especially if it multiplies. So that's the business he's in. You can't outdo it. I want to encourage you to get your first fruit in. Send an offering here. Again, to Faith Harvest, you can go to our website, or you can do it with the QR code that they're going to put up on the screen. Very shortly. So please support and be a part of that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, and we love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'm relieved. I'm relieved. You say, why are you relieved? Well, I'm always, I need God, just like you need God. I can't do what I do without him. And I need him to use me. And I need him to speak through me. Not only speak to me, but to speak through me. So I ask that every time before I get up here. Yes, there's no reason. And I went to school years ago, and one of the things that one of my mentors said to me is there's never a reason not to be prepared. Did y'all hear me? There's never a reason not to be prepared. So it's not that I'm not prepared, but I do have such a trust in God. He has never let me down. And I think my wife could be able to appreciate this even more to know what I know.